Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Samech Aleph, and we are Be'ezer Hashem, in the beginning of a new perek, the fifth perek of Maseches Bava Metzia, perek Ezehu Neshech, in the middle of daf Samech Amid Beis. So perek Ezehu Neshech requires an introduction, but really doesn't require an introduction. The topic of the perek, of course, is the laws of Neshech. It's the laws of Ribis, which is one of the Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumay Shalaylam, one of the halachos that underpin the entirety of Chayshe Mishpat and Seydin Nezikin. Now, the laws of Ribis are mentioned in the Torah three times. The first time it's mentioned is in Parshas Mishpat. The Pasuk says, Im kesef talve es ami, es ha'oni imach, loy siya loy kenoyshe, loy sesimun olav neshech. This pasuk is a short pasuk, but very inclusive in terms of halacha is related to loans. Number one, im kesef talve es ami. The word im over here doesn't mean if, but rather when. There's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa for a person, not just to give tzedakah to someone that's in need, but sometimes to loan a person money so that he can get on his feet or have what he needs in the interim. The Torah says, if or when you are going to be mekayim this mitzvah, there are certain halachas that govern this mitzvah. One of them is lo yisasimun olav neshech. You're not allowed to charge interest. You're not allowed to charge neshech. Now Rashi in Chumash says that why is the word interest referred to as neshech? So Rashi says shehu kineshichas nachash. Because interest is like the bite that a person gets from a snake. A snake will sometimes make a small bite, cause a small wound in somebody's foot, and he's not going to feel it. However, out of the blue, it could start spreading up his leg and all the way, literally into his head. Kach ribis, the same is true with interest. Enoi margish, the enoi nisker. Sometimes a person doesn't feel it and he's not cognizant of it. Until it spreads and eventually ends up causing him a tremendous hefset. But the point is, it says in the Torah, the second time that the law of ribis is mentioned in the Torah, and here, in a much lengthier and wordier way, is in Parshas Behar. The Torah says, "V'chi yomuch achicha umata yado imach v'chzakta bo yiger v'toyshe v'choy imach." That in the event that one of your brothers is going to be in a situation where he's in financial need, it says in the Torah, "V'chzakta bo yiger," you should loan him money. You should try to put him on his 2 feet. It says the Torah, "Al tikach meitoy neshech." Says the Torah that when you're going to lend the money, you're not allowed to take from him neshech and sarbis. Neshech, we know from Parshas Mishpatim, is interest. What's sarbis? So the pasuk continues and says, "Es kaspecha lo yisita in loy b'neshech." If you're going to give him money, don't take neshech. Uve marbis lo yisita nachlecha. And if you're going to give him food, don't take marbis. Now from this pasuk, it sounds a little bit like neshech and marbis are the same thing, but they're different. They're the same in that they're both interest, but they're different in that neshech relates to kesef, and marbis relates to oichel. And the truth is, if you look in the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban says a pshat, that there is some connection between neshech and kesef, and marbis and oichel. Stating that, Chazal, it's the first Gemara that we're going to learn here in Perek Ezo Neshech, said that really Neshech and Marbis are synonyms of each other. They both mean interest, they both mean Neshech, they both mean Marbis, they both mean Ribis. Why then did the Torah mention Neshech and Marbis? Laver all of the Shnei Laven. Now, that's Pashat, that if the Torah uses the word Neshech to describe interest, and the Torah uses the word Marbis to describe interest, there has to be some significance to the words. And if you look in the Rishonim, there is. Neshech, we spoke at Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, is the word used to describe interest because when a person pays interest, it eventually is mechaser him in the same way that a snake bite will. And really, Neshech is looking at interest from the standpoint of the loiver, from the borrower. It's something that bites into him and it causes him damage. Marbis is Milosh and Riboy. It's looking at it from the standpoint of the Malva. The Malva has money, his money goes to work for him, and as a result, he's earning interest. The Torah says that it's aser both from the standpoint of what's happening to the loiva, and both from the standpoint of what's happening from the malva. So neshech and marbis goes to the hashkafa, and it goes to the shayrish, and it goes to the tama mitzvah, in terms of understanding what ribbis is all about. But from a practical standpoint, neshech and marbis are synonyms of each other, and even though it says the word neshech by kesef, es kaspach loisitin loibeneshech, and it says the word ribbis, marbis, by oichel uve marbis loisitin ochlecha, we'll see very much in today's daf that really they're all interchangeable. The pasuk continues and says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, either way, this is the second time that the Torah mentions the halachas of ribbis. The third time that it mentions ribbis is in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Ki Seitze. It says, "Loisashich lo'achicha neshech kesef neshech oichel neshech kol davar asher yishach." So here the Torah very much is using the word neshech to describe interest and not marbis. Also notice that here it's mefurish that the word neshech is not only used to describe kesef, but also used to describe oichel. But regardless, another parish in the Torah where the Torah talks about ribbis. If you look in Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says that this pasuk is unique in that this pasuk is talking to the loifa. It's not talking to the malva. Meaning, until now, in parashas Mishpatim in kesef, talvez ami loisa simon olav neshech. Over here, the Torah is talking about the loiva. That just like the malva has an iser, he's not allowed to take ribbis, so too the loiva has an iser. Malva. Either way, the Torah there continues and says, La Nachri Sashich, that although there's an Isser Ribbis when it comes to a Yisrael, but for a Nachri there is no Isser, Ulachicha Loi Sashich, Laman Yivarecha Hashem Alikecha Bechol Mishlach Yedecha Alo Oretz Asher Atta Vol Shalom Alavishta. Either way, this is the shortest introduction to the laws of Ribbis. Ribbis is mentioned the Torah three times in Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Bahar, Parshas Kiseitze. The Torah uses the word Neshech and Marbis to describe the word interest. At first glance, from the Pshutei Shal Mikra, it sounds like maybe there's a chiluk as kaspach loisitein loibeneshech uve marbis loisitein achlecha. But in Teresh Lapel, we know that there really is no difference. And anytime a person lends money with interest, he's over say the iser neshech, say the iser marbis. In the Lashon of Chazal, we use the word ribbis. Obviously, it comes from the shayrish of marbis, not from the Shayrish of Neshech. We see that this Isser is something that governs the Malva, which makes a lot of sense, but it governs the Loiva as well. In fact, Chazal say, we're going to get to this, that it's not just the Malva and the Loiva, the Eden, the Sefer, the Ariv, everyone involved in this transaction are included in the Isser Deiraisa of Ribbis. Additionally, the Torah in Parshas Bahar, when it mentions the Isser Ribbis, says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Leilui, Es Eretz Kenan, Lios Lachem Leilikim. The Torah associates the Isser Ribbis very much with the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a Dover Nifla, because obviously it's Pesach right now, and Klal Yisrael is starting Perek Ezer Neshech, which at first glance you would think is not Dover Be'itay Matoy. But it is. The Torah specifically says that the Isser Ribbis has a very acute shaychus to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ad kidei kach, just to bring out the point, that the Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, says that we know that there are three parashiyos in Kriyat Shema. The third parasha is the parasha of Tzitzis. Why do we mention the parasha of Tzitzis? It's because there's a haskara of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, and we do it pamayim bahava. We do it as part of Kriyat Shema. There's no mitzvah to mention the parasha of Tzitzis every day. There's a mitzvah to mention the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and at the end of the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention at the end of the parasha of Tzitzis, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and as a result, we mention the parasha of Tzitzis. Freit the Gemara Kasha Brachos Yud Beis Amid Beis. That if the reason we're mentioning the parasha of Tzitzis is because of the Askar of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so why mention the parasha of Tzitzis? Why not mention the parasha of Ribbis? The parasha of Ribbis also says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, L'Asleis Lachem Es Eretz Kenan, Li Yos Lachem Le'Elokim. It's even a little bit wordier. And if that's the case, Freit the Gemara Kasha, why Tzitzis? Why not Ribbis? And the Gemara says, because in addition to having Yetzias Mitzrayim in the parasha of Tzitzis, there's other benefits as well. It talks about Lois Asur Achri Levavchem. It talks about Lois Asur Achri Nechem. It mentions different inyanim that you don't have in the parasha of Ribbis, and that's why. But enachinami mitzad the ikur toyelis of why we're mentioning the parasha of Tzitzis as the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the same price and maybe even better. We could have mentioned the parasha of Ribbis. Just to add one noifach, and that is that the Torah's koyanim on this pasuk, ani Hashem loykechem, asher hoytzeisi yaschem. This pasuk sounds like the parasha of Kriyat Shema. No, it's the parasha of Ribbis. Right here in this parasha, says the Torah's Kohenim, Al Tnai, Kach Hoytzeisi Yeschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. When I took you out of Mitzrayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, I took you out on the condition, Shet Tekablus Mitzvahs Ribbis. So if you want to know if there's a Shaychus between Ribbis and Yetzias Mitzrayim in Lomdis was Al Tnai, and the Tnai was Shet Tekablus Mitzvahs Ribbis. Zok the Torah's Kohenim, Shechala Moide Be Mitzvahs Ribbis, Moide Be Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vechala Koifer Be Mitzvahs Ribbis, if someone observes the laws of Ribbis, he's made to be Tzias Mitzrayim. And if someone denies the laws of Ribbis, he denies Tzias Mitzrayim. One other Torah's Kohenim. It's the shtickle right before this. Ubemarbis loisitein ochlecho ani Hashem. Zok the Torah's Kohenim. Mikan Omru. It's from here the Chazal said, Kala mikabel olav oil Ribbis, mikabel oil Shamayim. Vechala poirek mimenu oil Ribbis, Poyrek mimenu ol shamayim. If someone's mekabel ol ribis, he's mekabel ol shamayim. If you poyrek mimenu ol ribis, so then you poyrek ol shamayim. What's pashup shat? So if you look in the Karban Aron, Karban Aron is one of the classic kadmoynisha pirushim on the Teres Koinim. So he says, quote, lefisha iser de ribis who dover kasha ala adam lekabel yolav uli himana mimenu. It's because iser ribis is very difficult. Shemish who wants to lend money for free? If someone's mekabel this, it's a raya gedoyla to the Indian of kabbalas al malchus shemayim. The truth is, it's kamado mefurish Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says that the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem lekechem asher hoytzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim." Additionally, the pasuk says, "Al tikach mimen miitoy neshach v'sarbis v'yoreisno." Says Rashi, why does it say if you erase him elokecha? Because a person, he gravitates to ribbis, and it's very difficult for him to separate from him. When a person's mekabel o ribbis, it's ki'ilu mekabel o malchus shemayim. Maybe that's a knach in the Gemara in Brachas Yud Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara said that you should say the parish of ribbis as the third parish of Kriyat Shema, because in addition to it being a haskar of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's also Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shamayim. Ani Hashem, if someone's Mekabel oil Ribbis, he's Mekabel oil Shamayim. V'chala Perik Menu oil Ribbis, it's Perik Menu oil Shamayim. The first parish of Kriyat Shema, V'ahavtas Hashem like. If Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shamayim. And if you have in the parish of Ribbis, Sai Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sai Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shamayim, so Ma'od Matim for it to be. But the Gemara gives a cheshbon, why not? But the bottom line is, the parish of Ribbis is a Kriyat Shema diga parasha. It's Yetzias Mitzrayim diga parasha. And if that's the case, Dover Be'itay Matoy, that was starting Perek Ezo Neshech right now, in the middle of the Yontif, which is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Either way, without any further introduction, Zok Tehillah Mishnah. Ezo Neshech. So what is Neshech and what is Tarbis? So loosely translated, Neshech and Tarbis mean interest. But the Mishnah says, what's a more precise definition of Neshech and what's a more precise definition of Tarbis? Says the Mishnah, what's an example of Neshech? If somebody loans somebody a seller, which is worth 4 dinarim, and he says, in exchange, I want you to give me 5 dinarim. That's interest 101. Or sasayim chitin b'shalosh, where somebody gives somebody 2 sa'av chitin in exchange for 3. Aser, the halach is, this is aser, mepneisha hu noishech. Because he's being a noishech, noishech is the verb form of neshech. In other words, he's violating the isner of neshech. He said, tarbis, what's an example of tarbis? Marbe b'peiros, someone that is marbe b'peiros, he makes money ki'ilu off his peiros. Keitzah, lokachem enu chitin b'dinoza. Hakor, if somebody bought chitin from somebody else, this was a mekach u'memker transaction, and when he bought the chitin, so the price that was agreed upon was for every kor chitin that he was buying, he was going to pay a dinar zav. And at that time, that was the value of a kor chitin, meaning the kor chitin at the time was trading for a dinar zav. Amdu chitim b'lamed dinarim. And then the chitim went up in price, and they went from being worth a dinar zav to 30 dinarim. How does that translate? So Rashi says, a dinar zav is the equivalent of 25 dinrei kasev. So it went from being worth 25 dinrei kasev, now it's worth 30 dinrei kasev. Amaloi. Now, this buyer told the seller, Tein li chitay, sha'ani roitzel amaychem, give me the chitin now that I paid for. And the reason I want the chitin is because I want to sell them v'likach ben yayin, so that I can buy wine. Now he's going to get 30 dinarim worth of wine, not 25 dinarim worth of wine, because the chitin went up in value. I'm a lawyer. So the seller tells the buyer, harechi techa asuya salai b'shloishin dinarim. He says, you know what? Why don't we do this? Let's fix right now the amount of chitin that I have to give you based on what it's worth now, which is 30 dinarim for each kor. And I will give you, instead of chitin at 30 dinarim per kor, I'll give you instead wine. However, I don't have the wine right now, but at some future day, when I get the wine, I'll give it to you. The yayin engli, in the event that he doesn't have the wine, the Bach adds one word, aser dalach is, it's going to be aser. So this is a little bit of a convoluted case. Obviously, this already requires us to get knee-deep into Perikezu Neshech, which in the coming dafin, of course, the Gemara is going to do. But for now, all we need is the Mishnah begins, Ezeu Neshech, Ve'ezeu Tarbis. Ezeu Neshech, Hamal V'Sela Behed Dinorim, Sasayin Chitim B'Sholosh, super straightforward. Ve'ezeu Tarbis, this is a mekach u'memkar situation where somebody bought something, he fronted the money, he didn't get the schayri yet, agansa maisa, where he's going to end up getting a little bit more than what the agreed upon terms were, and depending on all these different nuances that were mentioned in the Mishnah, that will be discussed in the Gemara, the halach is that it could be also. So just two things before we start the Gemara. Number one, we made a big deal in the introduction to the daf that Neshech and Tarbis are really synonyms of each other. They're both words that the Torah uses to describe the Issur Ribis Dairaisa. And even though the Torah mentions as a lav bifnei atzmoi, thou shalt not take Neshech, and the Torah mentions thou shalt not take Ribis, it's not because they're different things. It's lav or olav bishnei lav. But really, they're one and the same. Yeah, we started the Mishnah, and we started the Perek. Ezeu Neshech, Ezeu Tarbis. Neshech has one definition, Tarbis has another definition. And just to ask the Kasha a little bit better, midai raisa, the only time there's an Issur Ribis is when the parties are engaged in a loan, and there's interest that is set aside right at the onset of the loan. So I'll give you $100, you're going to give me back 110. Or I'm going to give you a seller, and you're going to give me 5 dinarim. If it's food, I'm going to give you sasayim chitin, and you're going to give me shalosh. It was a loan. It was agreed upon at the onset of the loan. It's what's known as ribis kitzutza, derech halva, where the halach is, it's asa midei raisa. All other forms of ribis are asur midrabbanan. Now, there's a lot of other forms of ribis, and those other forms of ribis can be derech hava, it could be derech mekach hamemkar, cases that you would never even think are ribis might be ribis. But the point is, all those tsiurim of ribis are ribis derabbanan. If you look at the Mishnah a little bit more carefully, it almost sounds like ezel neshech is ribis deraisa. Hamal v'sel v'hei dinar, sasayin chitim v'sholish. That's textbook ribis. Ve'ezel tarbis, a case of mekach hamemker, a person's buying chitin, it was 25 dinrei kesef, then it went up to 30, decided he wants wine. The guy said, I'll give you the wine, but he doesn't have the wine. Sounds like it's ribis rabbanan. So it almost feels like from the Mishnah that the chilik between neshech and tarbis is that one is ribis deraisa and one is ribis rabbanan, which can't be because the Torah specifically talks about marbis. Es kaspach lo yisitin lo b'neshech, so really, this Mishnah is Eino Yoimer Eleder Shuni, and the Gemara is going to jump into this right away. So, the Gemara. Mid the Shavak, the Ribbis Dei Raisa, the Kamefarish, Ribbis Rabbanon, from the fact that the Mishnah, which started with a question of Ezeu Neshech, Ezeu Tarbis, gave an answer where one is talking about Ribbis Dei Raisa and the other is talking about Ribbis Rabbanon. Michlal, you see from it that the iraisa, on a iraisa level, the neshech and tarbis chadam milse. That mid the iraisa, neshech and tarbis is really one and the same. The Gemara is speaking out what we said, albeit in Gemara lashon. And that is, if there's a difference between neshech and tarbis on a iraisa level, then when the Mishnah asks, ezeu neshech, ezeu tarbis, the Mishnah should have said, Neshech in the Torah means one thing, Karbis in the Torah means something else. The Mishnah didn't do that. What the Mishnah said for Neshech was an example of Ribbis Deiraisa, and for Tarbis, what the Mishnah gave was an example of Ribbis Derabanan. It sounds like then on a Deiraisa level, there's no difference between Neshech and Tarbis. Again, there's for sure something called Neshech Deiraisa and Tarbis Deiraisa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And if the Mishnah couldn't come up with a distinction between Neshech and Tarbis, Zois and Meretz, it's one and the same. Now, what does the Mishnah mean, and why would the Mishnah refer to Neshech as Ribbis Deiraisa and Tarbis Derabanan? That's not what this line in Gemara is worried about. We're just making one diak. A very glaring dig, and that is that on the Daraisa level, there's no difference between Neshech and Tarbis, says the Gemara. But how could that be? Read the Pasuk, it says Neshech Kesef Veribis Oichel. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Gemara's Kasha is coming from the fact that it says regarding Neshech, and it says regarding Tarbis, or what the Torah refers to as Marbis, Uven Marbis Loisite Nochlecha. And if that's the case, it sounds like they're two different lavin. One is kesef and one is oichel, right? But if you look in Rashi and other Rishonim say more first, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara just means simple. It's two lavin. It's kasbach leisitin lebeneshech of a marbis leisitin ochlecha. Nothing to do with the fact that one is talking about kesef and one is talking about oichel. At the end of the day, there's two lavin in the Torah. And if there's two lavin in the Torah, so lechura, you would think for sure that there's a chilek. And if that's the case, if the Mishnah's kash is ezel neshech ezel tarbis, why are you telling me one ribis deiris, one ribis derabanan? Tell me what the difference is on the Deiraisa level, and there has to be a difference on the Deiraisa level, because you see, it's two different levels in the Torah. But the Gemara says one side, Tisbara, Ish Ika Neshech Balei Tarbis, Vatarbis Balei Neshech, meaning you mean to tell me that maybe there is a difference on the Deiraisa level? Now, if that's the case, that means you'd have to come up with a case, a tzir, where it's possible to loan money on interest, where there would be Neshech and not Tarbis, and there would be Tarbis and not Neshech. Now, again, just the chaz of what we spoke at in the introduction. Neshech gets its word from the standpoint of the loiva. The loiva is losing. It's kenochash anoshech. Tarpis gets its word from the malva, the fact that he's getting this riboy, his shefa, from the fact that he's gaining. Which means, basically, what you're saying is, in the havamina, the maksha, right? The Gemara that's asking on the Mishnah, who thinks that, yeah, read the psukim, it sounds for sure like there's a chel between Neshech and Tarbis. That means you have a tzir, because if you have no tzir, then your whole story is dead on arrival anyways. Elamai, you have a tzir. You have a case where there could be a loan where the loiv is losing but the malv is not gaining, or the malv is gaining and the loiv is not losing. For Tizbra, the Gemara asks that, Zakasha, is it even possible? Hechidami, meaning, let's see if we can work this out. Neshech b'lei Tarbis Hechidami. How would it be possible, right, one at a time? How would you be able to have Neshech without Tarbis? Maybe the case would be as follows. Where somebody loaned somebody meya, Rashi says meya prutois, and he did so in exchange for meya v'esrim, 120 prutois. Initially, when the loan took place, the 100 prutes were worth a danka. Rashi says a danka is a mokesef, which is a shtus ledina. These ratios are going to matter. It's 1/6 of a dina. But the point is, there was a loan, 100 for 120, right? That's ribbis. Now, when the loan was done, the meya, that 100 prutes, was the equivalent of this danka. Afterwards, Lubasayf Kaimi may have Esr Badanka. And then what happened was the currencies changed, and now 120 prutas, meaning the pruta went down in value. So 120 prutas are worth the danka. So that when the loiva returned now to the malva, the loan, and he gave him back, not the 100, he gave him the ribbis, he gave him 120, he essentially gave him the same danka that he loaned him. In this case, says the Gemara, maybe this is your example of Neshech Palei Tarbis. How so? Neshech Ika, you have Neshech over here, the Kanochas Lei, the Kashalkim Nehmi, the Delayot. Because at the end of the day, the loiva is giving something that he didn't borrow, right? He borrowed 100, he's giving 120. So now comes out that there's a Neshech over here. Oh, but Tarbis Lekha, there's no Tarbis, why not? The Les Lei Rafcha, because he's not making any money. The danka, or say the danka, Kashalkim Nehmi, because at the end of the day, you gave a danka and you got back a danka. So again, the Gemara says, I don't see how it's shaykh to have neshech v'loy tarbis habas v'loy neshech. And let's talk it through. What would be the example of neshech v'loy tarbis? Maybe this case where it was 100 for 120, but then the 120 became worth 100. So you're going to say it's neshech because l'maisa the loiv is giving something. Mitzat ha-loiv is giving something he didn't get. But the malv is not gaining anything that he didn't give. But the Gemara says, soif, I don't understand the methodology. At the end of the day, ibasami kara azlis. If when you look at the price of the loan, you fix the dollar amount of the loan, you look at it based on what everything was at the time of the loan. What? Hari Neshach Hari Tarbis. That it's through this for sure Neshach over here, because it was 100 for 120, but it's also Tarbis. Because based on what it was worth at the time of the loan, you ended up getting more than you gave. And Ibasa Basayf Azis. And if you want to look at what's going on right now, then Lay Neshach Hirko, for Lay Tarbis, because it was the Neshach. Just like the Malva's not gaining anything because he's getting back a Danka, which is what he loads. No, the loiv is not losing anything either, because he's giving the danka, which is what he received. The su, the Gemara continues. Tarbis b'lein neshech hechadami. What would it be a hechatimsa of having tarbis b'lein neshech? I mean, how would it be possible to lend somebody money on interest where you're gaining, but the person's not losing? Either oisef meya, the meya is the case where you gave, again, 100 prutas for 100 prutas. This is caught. 100 for 100, so far so good. Mi karek kaimi meya b'danka. Now, at the time of the loan, the 100 prutas was worth a danka, which we said is a shtus of a dinar. And then the numbers change. Now, Meya is Bechumsha. The 100 is worth not a danko, which is a shtus of a dinar, but now it's worth a fifth of a dinar. Okay, so in this case, when you give back the 100 for 100, the lender is going to end up gaining. Because you gave a shtus of a dinar, and you're getting back a chaymish of a dinar. But the lender is not losing, because he borrowed 100, and he's giving back 100. But the Gemara asks the same kasha. I don't understand how you can split it. If you go basa meikara, loy neshechika, v'loy tar bezika. Right? It was 100 for 100. So where's the ribbis? And he basa soif azlas. Elamai, you want to look at what happened now. Harei neshech v'harei tar bez, dem amonav shach. At the end of the day, you borrowed a sixth, and you're giving a fifth. So to tell me then that there's even a metzias of neshech v'loy tar bez, tar bez v'loy neshech, I don't see how it's even shayach. Elamai, Rava, so Rava said, because of this, you can't divide the two. And if that's the case, why in the Torah is there a mention of Neshech and is there a mention of Tarbis? It's to tell me two Lavin. And that's Pshat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah has its own definition of Neshech and Tarbis, but on the Doraisa level, there's no Chilik between Neshech and Tarbis. And the reason there's no Chilik between Neshech and Tarbis on the Torah level is because it's not possible to have Neshech without Tarbis. It's not possible to have Tarbis the Loi Neshech. And that's why in the Mishnah's Kasha, Vezeo Neshech, Vezeo Tarbis, it couldn't give an answer on a Deiraisa level. Because on a Deiraisa level, there is no answer. Stating that in Lashon Chazal, we're going to have something that we use to describe Neshech, which is Ribbis Deiraisa, something we have to describe Ribbis the Rabbanon, which is Tarbis, but Enochinami, on a biblical level, there is no chilik between Neshech and Tarbis, and the reason is because there is no such Metzias. If that's the case, why was it mentioned twice? It's simply Laver Olav b'shnei Laver. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Es kaspecha loy sitein loy b'neshech, uvemarbis loy sitein ochlach. So the Gemara now is going to go through the drashas of some of these psukim that we mentioned in the introduction. So it says again, es kaspach loy sitain le b'neshech, uvemarbis loy sitain achlecha. Now, from reading this pasuk, it sounds like the iser neshech is exclusive to kesef, and the iser marbis is exclusive to oichel. Says the Braisa, in li elu neshech pekesef, ribis ba'oichel. From reading the pasuk, it would sound like that if a person lends money on interest, he's over this a neshech. And if somebody lends oichel on interest, he's over this a ribis. Neshech ba'oichel minayin. How do you know that if somebody lends oichel, such as sosayim chitin b'shalosh, that the halacha is he's going to be over the iser neshech. Talmud loymar, it says in Parshas Kiseitze, that's the third parasha of Ribbis, loy sashich lochicha, talking about the loyva, neshech kesef, neshech oichel, neshech kol davar, Rashi Yishach, it says mefurish, neshech oichel, so you see from here that neshech applies to oichel as well. Ribbis be kesef minayin. How do you know that you have the iser ribbis, tarbis, marbis, right? All the same. How do you know you have the iser ribbis by kesef? Talmud Loimer, it says neshech kesef. In that same pasuk, it says, loy sashech lochicha neshech kesef. In eno inle, neshech kesef, you don't need it for neshech kesef, why not? Sharei kvar nemer loy sashech lochicha. The way Rashi explains it, it says, loy sashech lochicha, it's the v'chul. Neshech kesef, neshech oichel, neshech kol dover ashe yishach. And neshech kol dover ashe yishach, I know everything. So if I know everything, I know neshech kesef. Meaning bishlam in neshech oichel. So the reason we're mentioning neshech oichel is because you would have thought there is no neshech by oichel based on parashas baha. So kamash b'lon is neshech oichel. But to tell me again, neshech kesef, I zichur don't need. And it's, even though here we're talking about the loiva, but it says already, neshech kol dover ashe yishach. The bottom line is neshech kesef is extra, and we use an emeinoy inyan. Emeinoy inyan le neshech kesef, sno tneyo inyan le ribis kesef. Ein le'elab loiva, b'mal b'minayin. Okay, so I know this all regarding the loiva. Meaning, I know neshech kesef and neshech oichol, specifically neshech oichol, and I know ribis kesef by the loyva, this pasuk of lois ashech lo achicha. How do I know by the malva? The malva minayim, says the Gemara, nemar neshech beloyva, the nemar neshech bemalva. It says the word neshech by the loyva, in parashas kiseitze, and it says the word neshech by the malva, it's kaspech loisitin loy ben neshech, and we make exereshach, man, neshech amir beloyva, loy chilak the way ben mikaseh ben ba'ichu ben neshech ben ribis. Just like when it comes to the loyva, everything is all lumped together, af neshech amir bemalva, so too when it comes to the malva, loy tachlik boy, ben bekesmet ben ba'ichu, ben neshech ben ribis. Minayim the rabbi's called over. How do you know the rabbis call davar, meaning, how do you know the rabbis call davar? So the Gemara says a very simple answer. Tamboloim and neshech call davar ashisha. It almost sounds like a trick question. Minayin the rabbis call davar. Just read the pasuk. It's mefurish in the pasuk and a kanami. But minayin the rabbis call davar. It says neshech call davar ashisha. So we know it's lav dafka kesef, lav dafka oichel. The word neshech and ribis are interchangeable, and not only that, it's lav dafka kesef and oichel. It's the rabbis literally called up. Ravina Amar. Ravina had a different mahalach and had to understand the pasuk. He said loy neshech ba oichel, v'loy ribis be kesef tzrichi kra. That really, the whole kasha in the first place. How do you know neshech by oichel, and how do you know marbis by kesef? It's a tois. You don't need a pasuk to teach me neshech by oichel, and you don't need a pasuk to teach me ribis be kesef. Why? It's mefurish in the pasuk. Meaning, the pasuk that says it's kaspach leisitin lebe neshech, marbis leisitin achlecho, I know not just neshech kesef and ribis oichel, but I know it both ways. Why? And he explained, iksiv es kaspach leisitin lebe neshech. Had it said es kaspach leisitin lebe neshech, v'ochlecho b'marbis k'dekamit, then I would say that you're right. Abahashtu dechsiv, es kaspecho loisitin loy b'neshech, uve marbis loisitin ochlecho, kari behochi. The way you have to read it is es kaspecho loisitin loy b'neshech, uve marbis, uve neshech, uve marbis, loisitin ochlecho. So Ravina said that really this pasuk of es kaspecho loisitin loy b'neshech is written a little out of order. Because in the ratio of the pasuk it says es kaspecho loisitin loy b'neshech, first the kesef, then the neshech. And in the seif of the pasuk, it says, uve marbis loisitin ochlecha. First the marbis, and then the oichel. And really, if you were going to be consistent, it would have said, es kaspecha loisitin loi b'neshech, v'ochlecha loisitin b'marbis. Or fakir, b'neshech loisitin es kaspecha. Right, we're trying to make up sukkim here. Uve marbis loisitin ochlecha. But the seder of first kesef, then neshech, and then marbis, and then oichel is out of order. Says Ravini, now you're supposed to read the pasuk. Es kaspach loisitin loy b'neshech uve marbis. In the trop, it doesn't work that way. Es kaspach loisitin loy b'neshech has an asnachta. But es kaspach loisitin loy b'neshech uve marbis. Or b'neshech uve marbis loisitin achlecha. But the bottom line is, that's how I know this way and that way, that way, this way. And I don't need the gzeirah shava. Well, I don't really need the second parasha in Parashas Re'eh to teach me that you're going to have them interchangeable. I know from the pasuk b'nei, but the Gemara says v'tano nemar kamar. It's very nice, Ravina. Ravina's an amira, but at the end of the day, that's not what the Tana said. We had a whole brisa that said not that way. Nemar neshech beloyve v'neshech. Nemar neshech b'malva. Right? We had a whole brisa over here that did learn it based on the pasuk and parashas kiseitze and the gzeirah shava between the two parashas. So the Gemara says hachi kamar. This is the way you read the brisa. Ilu loy nemar kra. Had he not had the pasuk, then I would have had the gzeirah shava. But now that I have the pasuk gzeirah shava, there's El gzeirah shava. He said, then what do I have the gzeirah shava for? This is the last line of this cheshbon. L'neshech kol davar asher yishach t'lei kasa b'malva. Because there is one thing that you have by the levi that you don't have by the malva, and that is the idea that it's true for kol davar asher yishach kesef oichel that you have by the malva, just like you have by the loiva. But neshech kol davar asher yishach that you only have by the loiva, that you don't have by the malva. And for that, the pasuk itself is not going to help me. For that, I have to come onto the gzeirah shava and erachanami. It's for that that I have the nemar nemar, I have the gzeirah shava. So why then did the Braisa mention the gzeirah shava as if it's teaching me the whole halacha? It was l'rav chalimilsa l'hagdol ter l'adir. Had I not had the pasuk, I could have used the gzeirah shava because I have a gzeirah shava. Meaning, we're not going to make up a gzeirah shava. Had I not had the pasuk, I have a make up gzeirah shava. That's what it sounded like until we saw the last line of the Gemara. Of course, that doesn't make any sense. But behind that, I have a gzeirah shava, and I need the gzeirah shava. I need it to teach me kol davar asher yishach for the malva, just like it's for the loiva. So, no, l'rav chalimilsa, you should just know now that it's gzeirah, but you don't need the gzeirah shava, zok ravina. The reason I don't need the gzeirah shava because I have it mefurish in the pasuk. Either way, That concludes the very, very first Gemara here in Perek Ezu Neshach. This next Gemara that we're going to learn now is a classic. Classic in the world of Reid. Amar Rava. Rava said, Lomali the Kasav Rachmano, Lav Berivis, Lav Begezel, and Lav Bo'ino. Rava asked a very fascinating, high-level question. He said, there's three Lavin in the Torah that Lanias Daiti all say the same thing. And if that's the case, they're redundant. And they're Eino Imre Elo Dershuni. The Torah mentions that there's an iser to lend money beribis. The Torah mentions you're not allowed to steal from somebody. The Torah says you can't fool somebody in business. There's a lav v'ino. And Rava grappled. He said, I don't understand why the Torah had to mention lav beribis, lav begez, lav v'ino. Torah couldn't mention one of them, and had Torah mentioned one, I would have known the others. Now, what's the common denominator between the iser ribis, the iser gezel, and the iser v'ino? You're taking money away from somebody in some sort of a not erlich way. That's the tzad hashav. And if the Torah says you can't do it, so, okay. I know you can't do it. If I can't do it in a ribbis context, I can't do it in a gzela context. I can't do it in a no context, and vice versa. So Rava was bothered that why did the Torah mention a lot of ribbis, a lot of gezel, and a lot of no? So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, he explained, because had the Torah only mentioned ribbis, I would have thought Mishum the Chiddushu. Ribbis has a Chiddush, that filo b'loiva asr rachman. Because you see that the Issa ribbis is not only true for the Malva, like we've been saying now, a pasuk in the Torah that says that it's something that's true for the loiva as well. What's the oimik? The oimik is that from the fact that the Torah said that the loiva has an isser as well, you see that the isser ribis is not related to the fact that I'm stealing from you. It's not related to the fact that I'm being mechaser your mom. And the loiva has the same exact isser as the malva does. So if that's the case, obviously it's a different parasha. So how would you know from the isser ribis to the isser gezel and the isser? No, because Rahman Allah begezel, had the Torah said gezel, I would have thought Mishon Balkarche. Right? Gezel is Balkarche. Ribis is not Balkarche. Oina is not Balkarche. Avloina, but I know, which is not Balkarche. Right, at the end of the day, I know you're buying it midas. Now, it could be you're being fooled, but you're buying it midas. Ribbis, for sure you're giving midas. Because, Rahman Allah, I know, had the Torah only mentioned Allah, I know, I would have thought Mishum the Lo Yad and the Machal. By I know, there's no Mechila. Why? Because you don't know about it. But Ribbis, you're Michael, for sure. The Loiva is very happy to do this deal. And even Gzela, you're Michael. And the reason is because what's Gzela? Gzela is Vayigzal Achonis Miyad Amitzri. Gzela always is where you look the man between the eyes and you take something away from him. And if that's the case, he's Michael, he's Miyayish. But the point is that being that there are Chilukin between the three Lavin, therefore, if the Torah were to mention one, I would have never known the others. So the Gemara says, Chodem Michod Oleas. Based on what Rava just said, I understand why you couldn't just mention one and know the other two. Oh, but tasty, chadam entirety. L'chur, the Torah could have mentioned two. And once there was two, based on a tzad hashav, I would have known the third. So the Gemara says, hi, tasty. Which, look, the Rechman of Labi Rivis, maybe it shouldn't have said Labi Rivis, but tasty mihanach. And I would learn Rivis from Gzela and I know. The Gemara says, I couldn't, because malahanach, shekein shaloi midas. Toime beribis dimi daite. In those two cases, it's shaloi midas. How so? Gzela is shaloi midas. And even I know, you don't have das to overpay. You're giving the money midas. On some level, it's not balkarche, like the Gemara said a few lines ago. But it's also not midas, not giving away that oitif midas, as opposed to ribbis, where you are doing it midas. Maybe the Torah shouldn't have written the lav of oina, and I should have learned oina from ribbis and gzela. You can't, because malahanach shkein ein derech mekach umemker bekach. Ribbis is not derech mekach umemker. It's interesting, because even though on some level, there is a transactional component to ribbis. Forget about ribbis derabbanan, which is very much derech mekach umemker. Even ribbis deraisa halva, people borrow money sometimes for geschäft reasons. But the bottom line is, it's not a business transaction per se. It's a loan. Gzeilus for sure not derech umemker, as opposed to I know which is derech mekach umemker. And being that it's derech mekach umemker, therefore what? Right, why does that change anything? So Rashi says that v'yesh bnei yodam shetzrichen lechefetz v'koyne b'yoysim ishavyo derech mekach umemker sometimes is to be taken advantage of. It is what it is. But being that it's derech mekach umemker, you would have thought maybe it's not aser. Elos, as the Gemara, lo'idichtav rachmona la'bigezel v'teisim maharach. You're right. Avada, you always would need ribbis, you would always need I know. But the kash is that once I know ribbis and I know, I shouldn't need a lav of gzela. If there's an iser ribbis and there's an iser I know, for sure there's an iser gzela. How so? Then my parchas, what are you going to ask? Mala ribbis, right? What did we say was unique about ribbis? Why can't you learn the other straight up from ribbis? Shekein chiddush, because ribbis has a chiddush. What's the chiddush? That the loiva also has the iser. No, I know toichiach. I know doesn't have it. Malo I know shekein lo yado umachal. By I know you don't know to be meichal. Ribbis toichiach. By ribbis you are meichal and still it's aser. Because Adin, once I have these two, I can make a gzeirus a tzad hashava leiroi zekeroi zevaleiroi zekeroi tzad hashava shavem. What's the tzad hashava between ribis and oino shekin goisloi afani ovi gezel? So too, I could be marbi gezel. So if that's the case, freit rav akasha. Why did the Torah need three lavin? Or better, why do you need the lav of gzeil? Why can't I learn the lav of gzeila from ribis and oino? So the Gemara says, Amri hachinami. You're 100% right. Ela lav gezel amali. So why then did the Torah mention the lav of gezel? Lekoivesh schar socher. Someone that steals from somebody, but he didn't really steal. He stole, but he didn't take anything from someone. Faker. He just didn't give him something that he owes him. So somebody has a pile who worked for him. He owes him money, and he doesn't give him the money that he owes him. That's aser, and that I know is aser from the fact that it says in the Torah, lo yisigzo, but the Gemara says, koivish schar socher, behedik sibbe. That's a mefurish alav in the Torah, lo yisashoik socher ani vehevyoi. So it's a mefurish alav in the Torah, so the Gemara says, laver olav b'shnei lavin. You're right. It's only here, laver olav b'shnei lavin. Freit the Gemara, v'lukma b'ribis v'ayna, v'laver olav b'shnei lavin. If you're willing to use the lav of loy sigzol as just an extra lav, so why is it an extra lav for koivesh schar socher? Let it just be an extra lav for ribis and ayna. Tosfos says, why isn't it just an extra lav for zela? Right? I mean, that would seem to be the most obvious. Loy sigzol's extra. Okay. So it's lav rola b'shnei lav. For what? Kovish schar socher. Maybe for ribbis and I know. For toisus, maybe for gzeila. It's the bottom toisus on the yomim. But either way, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you why we don't use it as an extra lav for ribbis and I know. Rather, for kovish schar socher, it's because it's a dover halomid b'inyani. There's a midah, sha'atar and idreshes them of dover halomid b'inyani. Sometimes you have to look at the context in order to understand a certain iser. U'binyana de socher k'sit. You want to know where it says in the Torah this iser? It says it in the context of the socher. Where does it say that? It says loy sign. Where is that? So Rashi says that the pasuk is loy sashoik esreyecha for loy sigzal by solom pula socher itchad baikas. That's mafurish. That's the context. I mean that's the context. That's why this is going to be the extra lav, not for ribis and oino, not for gzeila taisus kasha, but rather it's for the iser of koivish sar schacha. Says the Gemara, loy signoivu the kasar rachman alamli. Why did Torah write loy signoivu? So it says loy tignoivu, but loy sechachashu, but loy sechakru ishba misa. It's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpat. Freak the Gemara, why does it have that pasuk? Meaning if loy sigzol is already extra, so loy tignoivu is zichr going to be extra. So the Gemara says, look at the Tanya, I need it for the following price. So loy tignoivu, we learn from there, loy signoiv al menas lemekat. You're not let us steal from someone, even if you're just chapping the person. Rashi says lemekat means litzar. Meaning you're going to pay it back. You're just doing it to chap it, that's also. Additionally, so this is already l'shem shemayim mischavna, right? So this is a person that wants to give somebody a matana, but he knows this person will never take it. So he has a great idea. I'm going to steal Eidim. I won't be moide b'knas. I'll have to give him keifo. And like this, I'll end up giving him a shnayim matbay. So the Torah says, this is something that you're not allowed to do, and that's learned out from loy signoivu. Omali Rav Yehuda Ravashi, Rav Yehuda Ravashi, lav de kasar rachmano b'mishkolo islamali. Why did the Torah write a lav by mishkal, mishkalos? It says leisasu avil ba mishpat ba mida ba mishkal uba mesura. Right now, let have all these dishonest mishkalos, these dishonest weights. Faith to Gemara, why do you have this again? What's the point? The point is in the context of once I know gzela, once I know ayna, once I know ribis, once I know the isner of koivish schar socher, even going of amanas lemekat, right? We're trying to figure out the wordiness of the Torah. So many different times and ways the Torah mentions you're not allowed to be dishonest. Just say it one time. Okay, good, this tzrichas is. But for sure, this I should be able to learn from everything that we already mentioned. Amaleis, he told him, l'toymein mishkeloisa b'melach. The reason the Torah wrote the laugh of loisasu ovo b'mishpat, specifically, it says b'mishko, it's to teach me that you're not allowed to take your mishkelois and keep them, bury them in salt. Now, it's machlokes rishonim what this means. The way Rashi learns it is that if you, a person would take his mishkal, he would bury it in salt, leave it there for a long time, it would become heavier. So then what the buyer would do is he would take the mishkal to the shuk, and he would want to buy something. Okay, how much does this weigh? He would pull out his mishkal, which weighed more than it was supposed to, and end up doing business dishonestly. And the Torah is saying that this is not something you're allowed to do. So that's why the Torah mentioned this lot. I don't know, it sounds to me like you're a regular prosta gazlin. So the Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush. The chiddush is that what's this iser? Loisasu. Forget about the geneva. Other that's going to be aser. But over here, the ikrasiyah, even that's something that's going to be aser. Just two horas before we go weiter. The first horas that Rashi says here on the top of the Amid, it's the second Rashi, that the Gemara brought all the different psukim that it mentions with regards to the iser of gzeila and gneva and koyver schar socher and even the iser mishkolos and ribis and ayna, all these different fashidina isurim. Frank Rashi, why didn't the Gemara ask from leisignoif, which is mentioned in the Aseres Hadibrois? It says leisignoif. Why does it say that? And what do you need that for? It's not going of Amanas Lameka, that was already taken care of. Going of Amanas Lashan, Tashul Mekev, everything seemed to have been addressed. So what about Leisignoi? So Rashi says, Leisignoi da Aseres Hadibris Leikami Bayale, da Asara the Goin of Nefashis. Because that pasuk is referring to a Goin of Nefashis, Gidamina Bisnan Hejin da Pevav Amanalef. When we know Mesechtes Kedushin and the Parish of Avad, and we spoke about this Indian a little bit, and we said that the truth is, it's a big machloikis, what Leisignoi in the Aseres Hadibris is referring to. If you take a look at the Mechilta says, V'rotza adoinov es osnoi. So this is referring to an Eved Ivri that doesn't want to go free. So it says, V'rotza adoinov es osnoi. Why? Says the Mechilta, Ma'rasa oizen, Shetirza Mikoloivarim. Why is it the oizen that gets punished? Hay Rabbi Yechim and Zakai Omer Kimin Chaimer. So Rabbi Yechim and Zakai used to explain it Kimin Chaimer. Oizen Sheshama Loisignoif. This ear that heard Hashem say, but Maimir Arsinai Loisignoif. The Halach Veganav, he tirts a Mikoloivarim. This is the one that's going to be punished. In the Mechilta, it's Mavur that Loisignoif, the Aseres Hadibris, is actually referring to the Isignoiva. The Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Chabez, where the Gemara brings this Chazal. So over there, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim and Zaki, how you dorish is a Mikra Zekim and Chayim. Manish, I know it's a Mikoloivarim Shabbagov. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oizen Sheshama Koyle Al Arsinai. Beshasha Amarti Kilibine Yisrael Avadim. Vulei Avadim La Avadim. Halach Zevakana Adam La Atzmai Yirtze. But Al Kopanim, in the Gemara, it's Mavur that it's not Loisignoiv. In the Gemara, it's what's the machloikis? The machloikis lechura is loisignoi vashteit and daseres hadibris. Is it talking about a regular ganiv or is it talking about a goyim of nefashis? If it's a regular ganiv, so then enochinam, that's the mechilta. But if it's a goyim of nefashis, Rashi over here in Bava Mitzia Samachalaf on the base is going, quoting the Gemara, Sanhedrin Peivav Amid Aleph, but it's also Mavur that way in the Gemara, Kedushin Chav Beis Amid Beis, not like the Mechilta, and therefore Zokhtet. That's why in our Sugi we don't even mention Leisignoiv. It's all Pasha what Leisignoiv is. Leisignoiv is talking about a Goyim Nefashis. The other is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Mishpatim, by the Parsha Verotza Adoina Veznoznoi, Rabbi Yochim and Zaki, Zokhtet Hilge Rashi, Oizen Zoisha Shomal Arsinai, Loisignoiv, Vahalach Veganav. Here it's a Rashi that quotes the Mechilta. We spoke at a Ha'ara from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifu when we learned Masechtas Kedushin. Ayin Shot. That's the first R. The second R is, it's Mavu in the Gemara that we just, okay, there's so much in this Gemara. But just to take out one more Nekuda, which is very Negeya, Divrei Hakdom and Divrei Psicha, Teperik Ezo Nashach, and that is, it's Mavu in the Gemara that the Isser Ribis is in Isser Geneva. That was Rava's Hakdomah to this part of the Gemara. Lomeli the kasa rachmana, la beribis, la begezel, la boina. Aren't they all one and the same? In fact, the Gemara, when the Gemara said that leisigzel is the one that's extra, because I would know leisigzel from ribis, I know what's the lashon of the Gemara. Leiroi zeker roi zevel, leiroi zeker roi zevel. Hatzada shava shavahen, shekein goyfloi, afani ovi gezel. The sada shava is gzela. Shekein goyfloi. So you see the first that ribis is considered gzela. And really, if you think about it, it's a very big chiddush. Why is it gzela? Why is it gzela? It's midas. The Gemara says it's midas, not bal karcha. So why would it be considered gzela? It's a very, very okay, usual and customary transaction. The whole world dreis achan ribis. And if that's the case, why would it be considered bichlal to be gzela? You know, the Velt says that the laws of ribis are mentioned in Yerudei. Right? It's not a chayshemish, but it's in Yerudei. Because really, it's not a chayshemish, but the geinyan. It's more of a Yerudei, the geinyan. It's a form of chesed. In kesef talva as ami, that's chesed. And then the Torah says, like simon olav nashach, that's also chesed. So really, you think of ribis more from a yeridei, a chesedic perspective, but it's a mefurish gemara not that way. The gemara says, malatzad ashava shabahen, shekein goyzloi. That you see, there's an iser gzeil over here. We've mentioned many times over the years, this is in some of the old shirim and the old redbites from the Goyen, that the Vilna Goyen says the halach is that a mesachik bekuvius posulates, right? Everyone knows a mesachik bekuvius posulates. So it's the Gemara perek zebayir. So it's the Gemara mesachik shana. What's the reason mesachik bekuvius posulates? So it's machloikas. One man says because asmachto lekanya. When a person gambles, he thinks he's going to win. So even when he loses, he's not giving up midas. But there's another man that says it's mipnei sheinu oisik biyishuv shalayim. The Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam says a mesachik bekuvius posulates because a mesachik bekuvius a gazlan the rabban, meaning loyim asmachto kanya, but you're gazlan the rabban. Shulchan Aruch has brought down that a mesach bekuvia is awesome. Now it'll be mesach bekuvia. Why? Because the mechaber holds like the Rambam that a mesach bekuvia is posel edus mid rabbana. Why? Because you're gazlan the rabban. If you're gazlan the rabban, it's going to be awesome. But Shulchan Aruch states you're allowed to be mesach bekuvia with a guy. With an any Yehudi, it's already mutter. The question is why? So the Sma says a chiddush. You see from here that being that mesach bekuvia is only gzeil the rabban and gezel. The Rabban is not also by God. This gets involved in the sugis in the end of Perek HaGoyz Al-Basu, Mesach Tz Bavakama, the censored sugio with regards to Gezalach. But the point is, as I say in Sma, the Goyin says, I don't think that's the Pshat. I think the Pshat says, Mesach Bekuvi is a gazlan. But the mice at the end of the day, when the person loses, he gives up Midas. He willingly gives up Midas. Kumtois, it's a very Mechudish Nega type Gzela. It's a Gzela where the Nigzal is Midaitoi, going and giving to the gazlan, the dover anigzal. Zok the goyin, what's a mekart to such a gzela? Ribbis. By ribbis, it says in the Torah, nachritashach, it's mutter by a goy. So zok the goyin, you see that ribbis, when you're giving it midas, is not also by a goy. On a dairaisa level, so abel oilam zok the avad, you don't have to come on to the chiddush of the sma, the gezel, the rabbanon is going to be mutter by a goy. Avad, the gezel is always also by a goy. What's pshat, mesach bekuvi, because it's like ribbis. But al-kapanim, it's all based on this gemara right here. We see in this gemara that the iser ribbis, although you would not think logically in that it should be an Isser Gzela, but really it is an Isser Gzela. Either way, Abyssal Vaita, Tanu Rabbana. It says in the Torah, Lo Yisasu Ava Bamishpat Bamida Bamishkol U Bamisura. So what are these three things? Bamida Zumedidas Karka. You're not allowed to be not Erlich when it comes to measuring property. Shlo Yimdoi Le'echad B'mois Achamu Le'echad B'mois Hagsham. So Rashi says, talking about two brothers that are dividing Yerusha, and they use the rope to measure the property. This has Erevin vibes. In the Sechtes Erevin, they used to use this rope to figure out the tchum. But the point is, they use the rope. So you shouldn't have for one of the brothers a rope that's wet, that's lach, and for another one that's yavish. Meaning, don't use one b'moisak shamim when it's going to be lach, the other one b'moisak hama. And the reason is because it's not going to be the same. Because when it's wet, you stretch it a little bit more. Additionally, it says in the Torah, b'mishkal. What does it mean b'mishkal? Shleyat b'mishkal oisa b'melech. Like we said earlier, you're not allowed to hide the mishkal inside the melech because it's going to manipulate the weight. U'b'mesura, what does that mean? Shleyar siach. That if somebody is giving somebody midas halach, right, you're giving somebody a liquid, you're selling a liquid, so make sure it doesn't foam up, right? If you're going to have it foam up, so you think you're buying a kois mole, you think you're getting a revius, and then by the time all the foam goes to the bottom, you're going to end up with a lot less than a revius. So it's something you have to be sensitive to. Now, this bamesura is a mita. It was a measurement. It was a very, very small measurement. And the Torah says, leisasu ava. You can't be not erlich when it comes to this. Snet chazal v'leidvarim kavuchayim. You see from here, meridik a kavuchayim. Uma mesura. She echad mishloishim belug. Hikpida all of Torah. It's such a small measurement. And still the Torah was makbid. Don't be not erlich. Kavuchayim lehin. V'chatzihin. V'shlichitahin. Urviyasahin. V'luk. V'chatzihin. V'riyasahin. Certainly when it comes to larger measurements, you have to be careful. If it's something so small, you have to be sensitive. Right? Remember the last staff in Masech Tz Bava Kama talks about all these tiny little nuances when it comes to Gzeilim. We spoke about it. It was the last raid by the Bava Kama. The Heregish. Hakol Hoylech Acher Achitum. How sensitive a person has to be. That you see in this word. Ubamesura. It's something that's so small, yet you have to be super sensitive. Amar Rav. Lomani the Kosov Rachmani, Yitzias Mitzrayim beribis. Yitzias Mitzrayim gabi tzitzis. And Yitzias Mitzrayim b'mishkal. So we mentioned in the introduction to the daf that one of the places that it says the parish of Yitzias Mitzrayim is by ribis. It also says it by tzitzis. And it also says it by mishkalos. So there must be something unique about these three parshias that the Torah gives a special shout out to Yitzias Mitzrayim. The question is why? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ani hu shevchanti b'mitzrayim b'tipa shalbachar l'tipa she'eno shalbachar. I was mafchin in Mitzrayim between a bachar and not a bachar. Makas bachayrus, we know, were the bachars to the father. And as a result, there could have been one mother that had a whole bunch of bechars, if she was in a sabra from many different fathers. So how would you know who was the bechar? I mean, a bechar le'em, you would know. But how would you know bechar the father? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anihi shevchanti b'mitzrayim, b'in tipa shal bechar, l'tipa she'enu shal bechar, Anihu she'asa li'para, mimisha toila ma'isa b'nachri, Umalva oisam li Yisrael beribis. What happens if you have a malva beribis? This person wants to be in business, but he knows the rabbis are going to shut him down. So he says, it's not my money, right? This is other people's money. I have non-Yiddish gel, which is money that you're allowed to lend beribis. It'd be very hard to know. Zokta Kodesh Baruch Hu, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I know. I could be mavchim between tipa letipa. I could be mavchim between Mois Nachri and Mois Nisrael. Additionally, umimisha toime mishkalois of the melech. If someone's toime mishkalois of the melech, how would you ever know? Zokta Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know that. Oh, but I know. Umimisha toila kale ilan bebigdai va'oime tcheles. So someone that takes the kale ilan and he makes believe it's tcheles. So what's this Kali Ilan? This Katai to learn this Rashi inside. Kali Ilan Seva Hadoimel Tcheles. This was a dye that was very similar to Tcheles. Rachmano Amar Psal Tcheles. The Tcheles Dam of Yikarim. Tcheles was very expensive. Shet Savua Bedam Chilazin. It was made from the blood of the Chilazin. She'eino Ilam and Ayam Ela Achas Hashem Shana, which used to emerge from the sea once every 70 years. Incidentally, this is a very important Rashi because it gives some of the clues in terms of understanding what Tcheles is. But it was a fake. The fake Tcheles was the Kali Ilan. And because the Kali Ilan was a fake Tcheles, people sometimes used to use the Kali Ilan instead of using the Tcheles. So, in the parish of Tzitzis, Zok de Ebishtan, Yivchanti, I know the difference in Kali Ilan. Zok de Gemara. Ravina equal the Sura de Paras. Ravina once came to Sura de Paras. Rashi says that this is not Sura Stam, because that's not Sura de Paras. But he came to Sura de Paras. Amalei Rav Chanina mi Sura de Paras to Ravina. So Rav Chanina, who was from Sura de Paras, wasn't Sura de Paras. Makes sense. And he sees Ravina there. The God of Adar arrives. And he tells him, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kasa Rachmana Gabi Shrotzim Lamali. Why does it say Yitzias Mitzrayim by Shrotzim? Amalei, so he told him, Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Ushev Chanti ben Tipa Shabachar le Tipa Sheinu Shabachar. And he also li Parah Misha Ma'arif Kirvei Dogim Tmeyen be Kirvei Dogim Tahirin Umaychron li Yisrael. So another one of the places that mentions the parish of Yitzias Mitzrayim is by the parish of the Shrotzim. And his question was why? He says, because sometimes people, they can sell Shrotzim and make believe they're selling kosher food. So the Ebishter says, remember, Ani Yushev Chante, and therefore, this is something you should remember. So he told him, no. Ano ha-mayla kakashali. My question was something else. My question was not why does it mention the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. My question was that if you look in the parish of the Shrotzim, it says, Ki Hashem hamale eschem yaretz Mitzrayim, lios lechem lelikim, v'yisim kidoishim kikodosh ani. So why does it say the lashon of hamayla? See, ma'ishna hocha the hamayla, the kasev rachmano amalei, so he told him, the ton of Rabbi Shmuel. This was already addressed in a braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. Ton of Rabbi Shmuel, amal kodosh bochim, moli, he least says, it's only Mitzrayim. Ela b'shvil davar had I only taken the Yidden and Mitzrayim so that they wouldn't be metamah b'shrotzim, dayai, that would have been enough. Incidentally, this is such a play on dayeno. Umole, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Lo yehelisi es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Ela b'shvil davar zeh she'im metamah b'shrotzim, dayai. Right? Yilu oitzi. Either way, Amalei say, told me nafish agrayu tefim mi ribis, umi tzitzis, umi mishkolis. Says, I don't understand. It mentions Mitzrayim by ribis. It mentions it by tzitzis. It mentions it by mishkolis. And there it doesn't say the sloshin hamayla. Here it says hamayla. Ke'ilu, there's a grace hamayla over here. Right, just pashup shah. Right, we went through this too fast. What's the pashup shah and hamayla? It's miloshin mayla. It's miloshin gedula, Rashi says. The fact that we have a parish of Shrotzim, that's a mayla, it's like a ruchnius to gemayla. Right? We weren't just taken out of Mitzrayim, we were uplifted from Mitzrayim. We were embedded in the culture of Mitzrayim, and now all of a sudden we were uplifted. We got this aliyah when we left Mitzrayim. So the point is that why do you see that inyan tfei b'shrotzim than everywhere else? Amalei told him, afak aftalem nafesh igrayu tfei, meaning, the kasha was, what, you get more schar or minafish igrayu? So you don't know, you don't get more schar. I didn't say anything about schar. It's not the most chomedig halach in the world, but it's very, very disgusting. In Hilchas Schar Ve'Oinish, this Chayvi Kris, this Chayvi Mises Bezin, there's things that Talmud Torah is connected to. Right, so there's a lot of things that you get more schar for, but in terms of Gnai, in terms of Mi'isi, that's already different. And of course, what comes to mind is Rabbeinu Tam throughout Shas. Rabbeinu Tam says, the Gemara says, Hashta behemtin shal tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu, maybe takala ayodam tzadikim asma likolshkin. I would find different places. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was Karavihita, Abazok, Toysnes, Gittin Dav Zayin, Uba Oid Mekoimois, and that is that Gabi Midi Da Achilo, the Gnai Hu Letzadik, Sha'oichol Dover Isser. It's a Gnai, that's this Gemara right here. You want to know Igrayu, you want to know in Hilchas Schar Ba'Oinish, could be in Hilchas Schar Ba'Oinish, over there it's going to be different. But in terms of Milsa De Gnai, Avada Milsa De Gnai, when it comes to Macholis Asuras, is going to be different, and we will stop here.